producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Joining us for the first time in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you may recognize the fact that it's Wednesday, the 13th of January. The Ides of January will be on Friday. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything except we're halfway through the month of January already. Pinch yourself to figure that out. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here to discuss the issues, the threat on our soil. Threats. Anybody ever make a threat against you, Kenny? Anybody ever say, I'm going to get you?
Just probably my ex. That's about it.
Well, she didn't. You got her and you're gone.
Right.
I wonder how many people... You know, we have become such a movie and entertainment-based society, and so many of our movies, so much of the entertainment that we have today is based on people having conflict with one another instead of getting along and trying to figure out how to make things better. We tend to sort of isolate ourselves and think of ourselves first. Never a good idea. Well, I don't know, but I guess it just depends on what the thought process is. Think about yourself, putting yourself first. It's the old, if you're in a plane or an emergency, you take the oxygen first before you help somebody else. And I think there's a difference between that and what it is that is the psychosis that we have sort of in our society today, that everybody's out to get you. And I think it's kind of a sad thing, but yet maybe people will say, well, guys like you, you're the ones who make us think that way because you're always talking about the government's going to do this, the NSA is going to do that, people are watching, people are trying to understand what you're doing, they're following your every move, they're in your life, get out of my... You understand what I'm saying? There's all of this this mania focused on information that people can get on you. And they can. That's the thing. The threat that has come from our using all these devices and having no privacy, it makes it very easy pretty much to follow anything and everything that you do. Would you agree with that statement, Kenny? Am I on firm ground? Isn't it difficult for you to be private, to not people are taking pictures of you with their smartphones, people are listening to what you say, because there are all of these devices that you can get, even for fun, the drones and this sort of thing. I saw somebody the other day, and I didn't give a chance to answer yet, Kenny, but I just had this thought. Somebody the other day hooked up one of those shotgun microphones to a drone. And they flew the drone over a place. You know how in television shows, movies, and sometimes the FBI or the police, they have these microphones. They stick out the window of cars, and they can hear what you're talking about inside your house. You've seen those, yep. Right?
Sure.
All right. So now somebody has attached one of those things. I suppose it's pretty creative, got a good imagination, has attached one of those microphones with some sort of, you can get microphones that are self-powered, and they hooked it up to a drone, and they've used this drone to listen in to conversations, mostly in fun. What are husbands and wives arguing about? What sort of things are you talking about in the backyard? So there is literally no privacy. Can you imagine how would somebody use that at your place? Could they fly a drone over your house with a microphone and hear what was going on inside your house?
Probably, but drones aren't very quiet. You'd be able to hear it buzzing around.
Yeah, well, you hear the buzzing. You mean the microphone would pick up the buzzing as well as you being able to hear the buzzing?
Right, both, yeah. I don't know good the quality of whatever they record would be.
But isn't it, just the fact that somebody figured out that they wanted to do that, And then you get around to all of this surveillance and whether or not you are a threat. What's the definition of that? I was looking at Merriam-Webster into what it is. If you're a threat, does that mean that you are not trustworthy? There are a lot of people in our big government who want to figure out whether or not you're a threat. And I'm not sure, have we seen anybody who's actually been profiled that has a threat score? And how this is something that the government's looking into. Have we seen any evidence of somebody, whether it's the police or some governmental agency, trying to figure out one person's threat, his or her? That this is all created around what's going on, I think, in many instances with the Daesh and how many people have come into our country and other countries, right, to mess things up.
Now, this is more of a, on a local level, what police are, if they get a call to a house, they know who's in the house and they know just how dangerous it might be based on things you might have posted on social media and your previous activities that they can somehow find online.
But I could see this thing expanded. Now, that's what is sort of, I think there's so much interest in what you're doing. Well, let's follow it through. In a moment, Chris Copeland is going to be with us, and we'll talk about these recently enabled threat scores. Are you a threat to the police if they come to your house? They'll figure that out, and we'll figure it out together here on Good Day in just a moment.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese per sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say, Chris sandwich!
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 plenty points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny and I have Chris Copeland with us. Chris is the director of the Institute for Homeland Security, Cybercrime, and International Criminal Justice Studies at Tarleton State University, which is not in Fort Worth. Tarleton State University is in Stephenville. Right, Chris?
That's true. My office is in Fort Worth, though.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know you, and you don't know that I am very close to Dominic DiTavio. You don't know that, do you?
Well, I do now.
Now you do. Tell him when you see him that you were on my program, would you please?
I'll be happy to do that.
That'd be good. All right, let's see what we have going on in terms of mass surveillance. Are people aware of how, when an individual has an encounter with a police officer, how information is garnered on them these days?
I don't think people are aware of how much information is currently available about them. And this is publicly information, publicly available information. Department of Motor Vehicles, the state of Texas has numerous records, land records, criminal records, even licensing records available to them already.
So what do they do? So are we getting more and more all the time? Or we just didn't know that people were subject to this kind of scrutiny until now?
Well, the scrutiny that's in question is a specific system, but you're basically correct. People are fully unaware of how much information is already about them available on the Internet.
There's like mass surveillance, though. If you look at the story, by the way, those of you who want to make a reference to this, in the trending box at DougStephan.com today, there's a story about the police are how now they are surveilling you, and they have some sort of a formula that they use to calculate whether or not you're a threat based on what they can find out about you almost instantly, right?
Yes, the system is called the Beware system, and what that does is it allows, and not just police, by the way, I mean it's first responders of any kind, allows them to have better and clearer information available to them when rolling up on any situation, whether that's a law enforcement application or whether it's fire, EMT, paramedics, or anything to that nature. It's any first responder situation. We tend to focus on police simply because they're the ones in the media quite a bit, and they're the ones that deal with privacy and certainly Fourth and Fifth Amendment issues. But this is really designed for any first responder system.
So is this the same kind of stuff that we hear about that the NSA is using? They can look at what you are saying on Facebook. I mean, I don't know if that's too sophisticated. Those of us who hire people, Richie hires people, and he wouldn't hire them unless he looks to see if they have a Facebook account or a Twitter account or some social media account. Is it that simple? And we're talking about complex stuff, but it sounds like it's kind of simple.
Yeah, it's pretty complex in terms of what it does, but you're right. It does have NSA overtones.
What does it do? So what does it do?
What it does first and foremost is it goes out to any publicly facing information. As an example, I have a Twitter account, and people read my Twitter account. That's publicly facing information. Law enforcement would be completely within their right to read my Twitter account.
Right.
My Facebook page is only for my wife and my family, and really just to appease them more than anything else. But that's not publicly faced. That's not available to law enforcement without a warrant. So this system goes through and grabs all the information it can from multiple systems, state databases, federal databases, Twitter, Facebook, if it can get to it. It does that, and a Google search. I mean, it has access to Google just like you and I do. And then it tries to combine all that information to give as close to real-time information to first responders as is possible. And it's not just a privacy concern. You kind of want some of this information to go out. You want law enforcement and fire and EMTs to be able to come up to a house and know that somebody inside might be suffering a mental illness or might be handicapped or there might be some sort of other special needs. I mean, of course, privacy is going to be a big concern, but there is some serious benefit to a system like this.
So should it be expanded? Is it okay the way it is? Should we be complaining about it? What does the public need to know here?
There's some excellent questions there.
Thank you.
Because it's a private system, nobody knows how it works. Uh-huh. And that's going to require a longer conversation with privacy experts.
Uh-huh. It's interesting information to come on the anniversary of Google announcing it will no longer censor content on its Chinese site. It's beginning to be like China here in this country or some of these other, what we think are third world countries. Chris Copeland from the Criminal Justice Studies Division at Charleston State University in Texas. Thank you.
Whoa. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Stone concert on Good Day. Rupert Murdoch marrying Jerry Hall, who was first married to Mick Jagger.
He's telling her, say, damn.
Well, I'm trying to, in my mind, imagine who gets invited to the wedding from Fox.
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly goes. How about Bill O'Reilly? Sean Hannity?
Probably.
The lady who's the host of the morning program, used to be on Fox and Friends in the Morning. What was her name?
She's gone now.
She's gone?
Back.
No. Not Elizabeth. The other one.
You're talking about Gretchen Carlson.
Gretchen Carlson. She goes?
Kermit Ann. Yeah, she'll be there.
Yeah. Brian, what's his name?
Kilmeade,
yeah.
Nice guy.
Is he? I don't know. So who else should be going? Those of you who don't know, Rupert Murdoch.
Ducey, right?
Ducey would probably go, yeah. Rupert Murdoch announcing his engagement on on Tuesday. He announced their engagement in the birth, death, and marriage section of, I think it was the Wall Street Journal.
Well, let's be honest, she's probably hoping for him to die, so it's not a bad choice.
But is that what kind of a comment is that? We've been talking about this, and I've been hesitant for obvious reasons. But what is that comment, other than what most people are thinking?
What do you mean? What is that comment?
About her being in her 50s and he's in his 80s. And what is that all about?
Well, I don't think you can figure it out. Every relationship is different.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of reasons if we're speculating. Mm-hmm. Men like younger women. Once they're 50, 60 years old, aren't appealing to men their own age anymore because men want someone younger. You have that going for you.
Yeah.
You have Jerry Hall. We don't know what her background is. Perhaps she's looking for stability.
Well, she's been a model. Hasn't she been?
Yeah, maybe she wants a father figure, someone who can take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, there's that. Maybe they truly love each other. That's a novel one.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's just a heartless person and she's marrying him for his money.
Because he doesn't want to be alone.
Right.
And his kids right now are trying to figure out a way to knock her off before the wedding.
The kids are trying to kill him and her now. I mean, it's like, allegedly.
So, under the circumstances, so the kids, they have to, companies and families like that have that stuff all figured out beforehand, for the most part. His last wife more or less admitted that she married him for that reason. And then, you know, I think she had a child with him, though. So, but if we're having these conversations, are these conversations that...
Once you have a kid, you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're connected forever.
But listen to what we're saying. Listen to how we're saying it. How is this... Is this just reality?
You know,
why do I feel
actually,
badly about saying
this? I don't. How many people are actually together because of love, 100% love? Hmm. Not many, sadly. Listen to me, Sandy.
Wow, listen to you. Wow,
but it's true. People get married because they are just at the right time when they think they should get married, or maybe they want to have kids, or maybe it's the financially responsible thing to do. I mean, I don't know. I think actually maybe these guys have a chance, because I think it's not until later in life when you actually maybe do marry for love.
Mm-hmm. Later, how late?
I don't know. Don't ask me, like I have all the answers.
Well, Ken and I. I mean, we both were in our 30s when we married for love.
No, I was.
40s.
Yeah,
you were in your 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ricky, you were in your late 30s, right?
No, I was 34.
34.
Mm-hmm. But I also suspect, I don't doubt that you love your wife, because I know that you do, Rich.
You're talking about
Richie
and his wife? Yeah,
Richie. I'm talking about Rich. I know that Rich loves his wife. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, indeed. But I also think that the reason Richie was even open to finding love is because he knew he was getting old and he had to get married soon.
Thank you.
Seriously.
I'm glad you figured that out.
I'm glad it was you that said that, Jennifer, and not me.
No, but it's just reality. I mean, we should talk about things realistically. Because that's just what it is. I mean, you go, men especially,
yeah, I don't
are like,
care
well,
I'll ever get married again.
Men are like, it's about timing.
Right.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver, and 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit, and I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lead monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. 13th of January is upon us. Kenny Kessler and I are focused in this portion of the program. This is an hour that we have traditionally devoted to being more in depth on certain things. And one of the issues that comes up over and over and over again in the research that I do to keep this program current is the interest that you have in health and health-related matters. Keeping yourself fit, eating the right foods, being focused on what issues in terms of developmental treatment there are. And so the focus here, a couple of different things, actually, in terms of your health and well-being or the health and well-being of people that you know and love. The president last night in the State of the Union said he was appointing Vice President Joe Biden to lead efforts in the continuing work that's being done in research and the efforts to cure cancer in general. So let's listen to him position that.
Last year, Vice President Biden said that with a new moonshot, America can cure cancer. Last month, he worked with this Congress to give scientists at the National Institutes of Health the strongest resources that they've had in over a decade. So tonight, I'm announcing a new national effort to get it done. And because he's gone to the mat for all of us on so many issues over the past 40 years, I'm putting Joe in charge of mission control. For the loved ones we've all lost, for the families that we can still save, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all.
All right. That's a reference to Joe Biden's son who died with brain cancer, wasn't it, Kenny? That he died of last year?
Yeah, I think so.
Bo Biden had brain cancer at 48 years old. So appropriate that Joe Biden be put in charge of whatever efforts there are. There are plenty of efforts going on. The problem with this is there's a push-pull here on this because there's so much money. Cancer in our country alone is about a $6 billion a year business. And so with all that money at stake, there are a lot of people who are in the cancer treatment business, and you know you can, as I say, the cancer treatment business, you know of companies and hospitals and medical facilities that are aimed at treatment. It's the cancer treatment center.
It isn't the Cancer Cure Center. So the inference is, when you have cancer, if you have cancer, God help you if you do, you're not really going to be cured, or the emphasis isn't from the medical profession on curing you so much as it is treating you. And I know that sounds like a cynical point of view. There are people that I've known, people associated with this program. Rich McFadden had a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a form of cancer. He went through the chemotherapy treatment. He went through all of the things that are necessary to lick it, and it appears that he did. So he is cured, so he was told, and I want to believe him. Knock on wood. Maybe many of you have had some form of cancer. Breast cancer, often my sister had breast cancer, and she went to the breast treatment center that was aimed at treating, not curing, but she says she's cured, or it's taken care of, I think were the words that she used. And she hasn't had any relapse, so this has been, what, 4 or 5 years, I think, since she had the problem. So the reason I'm bringing it up is because there are two things to focus on. One of them is whether we develop cures for cancer, for various cancers. A very close friend of mine, I was on the phone with him yesterday for 40 minutes talking about what his options are. A fellow in his early 60s, he had pretty wild experimental issues in his life when he was younger, did a lot of drugs, so he admits to, and now at this point in his life, he's developed a lymphoma, which was similar to Rich's, but he also has some kind of rare bone cancer. And they aren't treating it because he said it was so rare that they don't really, they've treated it before, and the treatments, conventional treatments they have, don't work. They make it worse instead of better. How would you like to be in that guy's head when he goes to bed every night? Or maybe you're there, or you know somebody, you have a loved one who's there, goes to bed every night wondering, how am I going to live a real long, healthy, happy life? Then there are certain, when it comes to cancer anyway, there are certain things that are hereditary, some of it's environment, stress, some of it's what you eat, but there are ways, and I think they're fairly obvious ways. We have, the thing that is kind of hypocritical about all of this, you may remember about a month or so ago, I talked about Dr. Brzezinski down in Houston being arrested by the feds because he was doing treatments for cancer using sulfur drugs and things that come out of other countries. But he gets them so that they're legal, but yet the powers that be don't want him to practice medicine because he's not doing what the FDA says is okay to do. Meanwhile, the results that he has, 94% of the people who come to him with tumors are cured. So wouldn't you think that somebody in the federal government would want to take note of that and follow what he's doing and encourage him? Instead, no, the federal government wants to put him out of business. This is another example of the federal government doing all it can in many areas to push people out who are actually fixing problems because they're getting in the way of the big companies that are entangled with our government. They stop making money when you find cures for cancer. They do. It's not something. There are good doctors around. I have them associated with this program. Dr. Jack Stockwell, as a matter of fact, coming up in a moment. And then there's Ron Hoffman and there's Ken Kronhaus. These people are all aimed at helping you fix your problems. If you go to somebody that you don't know, for whatever the malady, you need to know as much about this person as you can before you commit yourself to any kind of treatment. I'm having some work done on a couple of different places on my foot, operations that are serious, and I'm going to three different places before I decide who's going to do it. I think you have to do that, too, in treatments of all, just anything, not just cancer, but anything that you are confronted with. Always get a second, and if you're lucky, a third opinion. I thought it was interesting that Uber is going to expand into healthcare, and so is Lyft, bringing people. They're teaming up with the National MedTrans Network, arranges non-emergency medical transportation for patients, like taking senior citizens to checkups, that sort of thing. A test program now going on in New York City for this, and it'll be spread. If it works, it'll spread to most other parts of the country. These two, the Lyft and the Uber phenomenon, are fantastic and getting involved in a good way in many areas of our life. All right, speaking of getting involved in our life, Dr. Jack Stockwell He has a Forbidden Doctor podcast to tell you about in just a moment, among other medical conversations. Stay tuned to Doug Steffens. Good day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffens, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. He's the person responsible for the Forbidden Doctor newsletters, for products like these terrific enzymes. He's a Nuka chiropractor. Full spinal approach to your health and well-being, a long life energy enzymes that he's put together, a scientific formula. The trick to living longer is more enzyme action. Matter of fact, somebody else told me that. You're not the only person. Who was I with this weekend? I'm seeing a physical therapist, and I've seen a couple of different really good massage people, and we were talking about enzymes, and then the subject matter of my extra gas, because I eat too fast and I talk while I eat, so I absorb gas or air while I'm eating, and then it comes back again. Maybe that's too much information, but at any rate, I was asked whether I have papaya enzymes. And, I have some of those, but I think your long life energy enzymes are supposed to deal with that sort of thing as well, right?
Yes, but they're animal sourced. And since you're not a papaya,
Papaya does have enzymes in them.
But that is for debate, however.
Papaya is yummy, though. Papaya tastes
well,
good.
It is. It is because it's full of sugar.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
As most tropical fruits. But papaya has digestive enzymes. But everything, the way nature made it, has enzymes in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put, and any time you remove this fruit or vegetable from its life source, after a while, the digestive enzymes that are inside that fruit or vegetable begin to digest that fruit or vegetable, and that's what causes it to shrink and shrivel and waste away there on the,
really?
The counter. Yes,
okay.
And the same thing with meat or from pork or beef or fish or whatever else when it's been removed from its life source. As long as it isn't altered in that original form, it has digestive enzymes in it to help your body to digest it.
Mm-hmm. But this is not just an idea built around digestion. This is for all kinds of things: diabetes.
Oh, heaven,
it has all kinds of things. Turmeric is good for fighting tumors. That's part of the mix in here. So my point here, for those of you to consume, is to check out all of the information that Jack has on the Forbidden Doctor website about long life enzymes. See what people are saying that are taking it. I know a couple of people that I know that swear by them. I think they're terrific, and they are. So if you would like to take advantage of this compound, here's the first thing you do when you go to the Forbidden Doctor website. You sign up for the podcast. What's the focus this week?
Well, actually, it's on enzymes, the role of enzymes in fighting disease.
Okay, that's good.
It's about half an hour long.
Yeah, find out more. Listen to Jack and Mary and find out what they have learned in their many years of medical research. They continue to do it, and that's the basis for the Forbidden Doctor podcast. There are hundreds of thousands of people now. Soon it'll be billions who'll be listening. You can join them, the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, check out the Long Life Energy Enzymes there as well. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes, read all about it on the website. If you decide to order some for yourself, click on the code box and put Doug, D-O-U-G, in there for 10% off. It's a terrific place to learn. So yesterday, I spent 2.5 hours. I haven't spent this much time in somebody's office since then. I was either in your office or in Ken's office. Doctors just don't usually spend this kind of time. But I have a real problem with a toe issue that I have. A lot of people have this issue who have flat feet. And boy, have I learned. I've gone to school on this. I did a lot of Google research last couple of days before I knew I was going in to see this doctor who is an expert in just your foot. That's all he operates on, are toes and arches of feet. And you wouldn't think there'd be that much business. I was in that, and I didn't have to wait. It was wonderful. This guy was a great doctor. I didn't have to wait. But the office was filled with people, and there wasn't one white person in the office but me. They are Hispanics, they're black people, Koreans, all kinds of people who are, and this is here in Los Angeles, so there's a good cross-section, Jennifer, of people. But I thought this was more of a common thing for white people. This is part of the problem that it depends on what you believe in terms of where we all come from. But if you believe those who tell us we come from other animals that have toes and fingers, then this is a relic. What the problem is with my foot is a relic of what things were like 100, 200,000 years ago. And now we don't use this part of our foot, but if you have arches, it doesn't bother. I have flat, 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 flat feet. So I have a toe there's a big bunion on it. And I looked at the x-rays, Jack. There's like 2 inches. My toe and the bone that supports it are kicked out about 2 inches. Mm-hmm. So I got to have it go under the knife. They cut off that. They redo. They drill holes. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And the stuff they put in there, there's a titanium screw that they use. It costs $1,500.
It's teeny tiny.
It is.
My goodness.
So what do you know about that? You were a nuclear chiropractor. Can you fix it?
Well, I can arrest it from getting any worse. The problem is, again, it comes back to the alignment of the spine itself. And when the spine twists, the pelvis twists. When the pelvis twists, the femur, the thigh bone will twist the shin bone.
Hip bone's connected to the...
That's about it. And then every step you take thereafter, you get a splaying of the metatarsals, the main bone, long bones of the foot. And that will cause... That's where the problems with bunions come from. It's where the problems with flat feet
come from. If you had any consideration at all, you'd move from Salt Lake to Los Angeles so you could take care of me more often.
Well, I do. I need to get down to take care of you and take care of Jen.
Dr. Jack, you're on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little
best
too
movie
to be that loud?
Ever.
Hey, it's too
my
late.
Opinion.
It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
This is the best movie. For my money, anyway, this is the best movie you've ever seen.
What a wonderful
is a kind of hobby of mine. Well, actually, it's a little more than just a hobby. Reader's Digest is considering publishing two of my jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And perhaps some night we could maybe get together and swap humor stories. Yeah. For fun.
Oh, why not? Maybe play a couple of Tennessee Ernie Ford records. That'd be a hoot.
I had forgotten Pesci was in there.
What a wonderful world.
No, it wasn't Pesci.
That's not Pesci?
No, it's, shoot.
And then it's
Bruno Kirby.
Bruno Kirby, thank you. Yeah. But aren't their voices the same, Chucker?
Very similar. I think the average person would have thought that was Joe Pesci.
Thank you. Well, there I am, the average person. All right. You got another clip, Bridget?
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone.
What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee-ho. Oh, Chimin.
And you know, Adrian Cronauer, the character he's portraying there, is one of the lawyers here for the network, Doug.
Yeah.
You've met him.
Oh, cool. Yeah. He, this was... I'm not sure exactly. I've read a number of different things. Maybe you can give me some backup here, Chucker. When they put this together, he was just coming into his own. And I've forgotten who the director of this movie was, but
Barry Levinson, the director.
So Barry Levinson saw him just doing his thing, and they basically let him loose.
You have to.
To do whatever he kind of wanted to do in this.
You cannot.
If you called 100 actors in the room, how many actors could read dialogue the way Robin Williams did? And the answer is nobody.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't read dialogue.
No, he just,
they just say, here's basically what we need to happen. Yeah. Go.
You wind them up. Anyway.
Right. Exactly.
So anyway, Louis Armstrong, sort of like music. Doug. Thank you very much, Chucker. I've never been asked to act, though, in anything that had any significant connection to what would be a hit.
Could you do it?
Would I or could I?
Could you act?
Your friend and I were talking about that. He thinks that I should do that. Interestingly enough. Anyway, let's get to movie moments here. Movie music, Louis Armstrong, the song. His record company didn't like the song, so it was released as a single. I want to record it. This was a 1967 tune, top 40 hit 20 years later when it was included in Good Morning Vietnam, which was the number one movie this week in 1988. Great movie, great music. This just all that stuff put together. This is a movie that's worth watching many times. If you haven't seen it, get it.
I'm looking at Robin Williams' IMDb.
Yeah.
The last movie he did in 2015 was called Absolutely Anything.
Yeah.
And he played the voice of a dog.
Yep. He could do anything.
But you know what's amazing about what he did in the latter part of his career? He did a lot of really small character parts for unknown directors with very little budget that went straight to DVD.
Yeah.
And I watched a lot of them on Showtime or DVD, and a lot of them are not good movies, but it's interesting to see him.
Because he had realized it was, he, like Robert Loggia, both of them had the same thing. At the end of their career, they had Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's. All three of those things, except Loggia is 20 years older than Robin Williams was. But they could still, for whatever the reason, I saw something about his wife. She used to bring him to the set of movies and television shows that he was on, and he wouldn't even know where he was. But they get him into the point where he could learn his lines or say the lines, and that's how he functioned. The same with Robin Williams the year, I think, Chucker, when you bring that up. He could get there and they could, you know, somehow or other use his talent. They tell him what or give him the lines and he'd hold on to them. And so it didn't play into all the other things. The thing that people are talking about with regard to Robin Williams is he did have Parkinson's in addition to Alzheimer's and dementia. And sometimes they all go together. All right, you got 30 seconds. You have good movie news?
The anticipated sequel to the spin-off Rocky film Creed will hit theaters November 2017. Michael B. Jordan will be back as Adonis Creed, and of course Sylvester Stallone will be back as Rocky Balboa. One footnote to this, the director of Creed, 29-year-old Ryan Cortland, who's a really good talent, is going on to do the superhero movie Black Panther over at Marvel, so he may not be available to direct. My gut feeling, I don't know. I'm going to assume Sylvester Stallone will step in and direct the Creed spin-off.
Yeah. Right. Good for him. That's good news. That'll be another good flick. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here with us every day in Movie Moments on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.